Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
All around the world.
I don't suppose we're having Wish TV meteorologist Marcus Bailey on to talk about opening day in Major League Baseball, are we?
We could. Yeah. I mean, I know he is a fan of the artist formerly known as the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
Now they're the
right.
Guardians, I believe. But instead, we're going to go to the drivehubler.com hotline and bring on Marcus Bailey to talk about the potential for some squirrely weather tomorrow,
oh, come
Marcus.
On.
What's going on?
I mean, hey, Nigel, at least it's not snow.
Bad, forget right? about the snow. It's early tornadoes. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here.
Listen, I'm just trying to bring you up before I bring you back down again. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, all right.
It seems like we've been stuck in this pattern, guys, for what, like a month and a half maybe? It seems like every Friday it's posed something, right? Whether it's been heavy rain or it's been crazy winds. I think there's been a couple times where we've had some bursts of snow. And so here we go again. We've got another pretty robust system coming in here tomorrow. And not just Indiana, but much of the Midwest, kind of a widespread severe weather event. We're kind of on the eastern edge of it. In weather terms, we call it a slight risk. But if you want to think of it more simple, on a scale of 1 to 5, we're at a level 2 out of 5. If you want to put that in perspective, the higher levels are along the Mississippi River in Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and Arkansas. But it looks like it could be. I mean, you guys talked about the issues that happened in Mississippi last weekend. Mm-hmm. Another large, type of event across the Midwest.
And again, you kind of lead me into this, Marcus, because of what happened last weekend in Mississippi and parts of, I think, Alabama and Georgia as well. I know so often we talk about weather events and they kind of flame out and peter out and nothing happens. Sure. But this is the time of year where you absolutely have to have a plan in place just in case something happens, right?
That's right. I mean, look, and, I know after doing this job for almost 20 years that sometimes we can we get yelled at for sounding the alarm too much. But I'd rather be that way than miss an event when you get something nasty. Look, we're going into April, guys, and April, May, and June is our peak severe weather season. That's when we statistically see the most tornadoes in the state of Indiana. We just came off a couple weeks ago having severe weather preparedness week. A lot of schools did their tornado drills. A lot of communities sounded their sirens. So, look, we're gearing up. This is not unusual for this time of year. And a big reason for that is, look, we're making that transition from winter to now spring, and you're getting these big swings in temperatures. We felt it this week. And so, yes, make sure you have a plan. Know where you need to go. Make sure you have a way to get alerts. Don't always rely on, we preach this all the time, outdoor sirens, because not everybody can hear them. There's so many good weather apps now. Weather radios are cheap and a very easy way to kind of get alerts. So make sure you have a way to get alerts as we kind of gear up for the severe weather season.
Marcus Bailey, meteorologist for Wish TV, joins us. Now, I want to get back to what could happen tomorrow here in just a moment. But a little good news here. I'm looking at the extended forecast here. I see some 70s in our future.
No way.
I mean, I'm not on board of saying, hey, we are completely 100% turning the corner. We always preach, been saying it for a long time, that, you never want to plant anything until Mother's Day, which is still, another at least 4 weeks away, maybe a little bit 5 weeks away, because you can get some of these, April late season cold snaps. And yes, looking at extended, we do have some 70s, and I think that's going to be within reach early next week. But I also think we have some swings back to where we may struggle to get to around 60. And I think I don't want to get too far ahead of the game because I want to keep our focus on tomorrow. But midweek next week, there's some hints that we could have another event that could produce another round of severe storms. So lots of, late March, early April is always seems to be a roller coaster ride in central Indiana.
All right, Marcus, one more time. For people like myself, I'm going to be traveling actually tomorrow. I'm going down to Scottsburg. The Beech Grove baseball season opens up down at Scottsburg this weekend, so we're making a little roadie down there. For people like myself that have to travel tomorrow, or maybe just you're concerned about what's happening in your own backyard, what are we looking at?
Well, so Friday is going to pose several rain opportunities, and it's going to happen, you know, as early as maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Showers, maybe some thunderstorms. I don't think we see anything severe until much, much later in the day. We're going to have to watch what kind of progresses, like I said, around the Mississippi River. That's going to be kind of the bullseye for really, really bad weather. Northwestern Illinois, eastern Iowa, and then that's going to progress east through the late afternoon. We'll have to keep an eye out for maybe a few discrete cells. Maybe by the evening drive, those would be isolated, but some of those could be problematic. That's where you may get a tornado threat. I think the bigger concern and more likely scenario is going to be a big long line that's going to come in from Illinois probably sometime after 7 p.m. to like a 1 a.m. window. And that's going to be more of a damaging wind threat. But can't rule out maybe a quick little spin up within that line there, what we call a squall line or a bow echo.
Squall!
That's right.
Sorry, that's one of the buzzwords on this show.
Squall!
You know, if we could get you guys to do that for weather alerts for the storm tracking weather, I think it could be an absolute hit.
I think people would pay attention a little bit more
then.
That's right. All right, if people want to stay up to date on this, Marcus, how can they follow you?
Sure thing. So social media, Marcus Bailey Weather on Facebook, at Marcus Bailey on Twitter, and of course, Storm Track 8 Weather app, WishTV.com, and I will be on bright and early, 4 a.m. tomorrow on Daybreak on WishTV.
Marcus, thank you.
All right, thanks, fellas.